Chunk Chat Freestyle for Tuesday, September 1st, 2015, Dog Days of Podcasting, Season 4, Episode 28, I think, because I can't subtract 3. No, this would be 29, because I can't subtract 3 from the day of the month now. Oh, I'm all screwed up again. Hi. Oh man, got a nasty bit of news today about the car. I was on my way to pick up Donna on Saturday from the airport on the 101 loop going south towards the airport, and somebody lost something off of a truck. They had this truck full of stuff. Looked like they were moving from someplace. A little gray open back pickup truck, and a milk crate or something came sliding off, and it's one of those where you can see it coming. You can see it coming. It's sliding down the highway. It's coming into my lane. I tried swerving, and it nailed the front end of the car. Hit it with the Mini Cooper. And, of course, the next time you go to start the car, all the diagnostics in the car go off, and it says, bing, 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 your fog lamp is out of commission. And I went, oh, man. So I thought, well, I got to the airport, and I took a look, and the little Valance thing, plastic piece was popped out, so I tried popping that in as best I could, but it didn't really work. So anyway, long story short, Donna took it in for service today because the service light was on. I said, your service is overdue. And they took it to the body shop. $1,400 worth of repair from some schmuckhead losing crap going down the highway. So we're going to call insurance, see what our deductible is, and see if we can cover that. Ow is right. Oh my gosh, that was just, ugh. Hate it when stuff like that happens. Quick response to Mark about packing for trips. Yeah, I'd pack a little extra space too if I were planning on picking up anything. And I know there are little extras that you tend to get here and there. I am planning on losing some space actually, because I have a box of prize goodies for the live show that we're going to be giving away. So I'll gain a little space, not much. But you're right, I should be packing with a little bit of space. But hey, it's 80% cosplay stuff in there, with the tuxedo and the Star Trek and the Farnsworth things, and then there's like 3 pair of shorts and underwear. That's it! I'm packing light! So we'll check that through as luggage, and I'd love to do that. Love to have a little extra room, but again, I've got t-shirts, so I'm not going to pick up any t-shirts. I don't need any books at this point. If somebody gives me something, please ship it home. I can wait. I did find out today, or yesterday, that my coin is on its way. The Kickstarter project for the credit card. It's like an all-purpose credit card, a programmable credit card. These things are extremely overdue schedule. They were supposed to be out about a year ago, but when you're dealing with money and credit card transactions and multiple credit card readers, you want to get that stuff right. Otherwise, a few bad transactions and a few bad reports and your whole business is down the tubes. Well, waiting too long can have the same effect, because now all the credit cards have to have a smart chip on them for validation purposes, and I don't know what that's going to mean to this thing. Theoretically, this has NFC, I think 2.0, whatever it is, the near field communication, so I could pay much like Apple Pay or Google Wallet. You just wave the credit card near. I don't think it's going to decrease my wallet size terrifically, if at all, because I'm still going to need to carry real credit cards for somebody who picks one of these things up and goes, oh, I'm sorry, sir, we don't accept this. I know with a push of a button, you can change it from Visa to American Express to your debit card, whatever it happens to be. Cool idea. We'll see how it goes. It was $50, and then there was a $5 referral fee that I got back, so theoretically for $45, I supported somebody on Kickstarter, and it should work. And then when I do go out with friends and things, I have a very, one of those long wallets that folds in half. You can carry half of your filing cabinet in these things, where you can put the money in and it doesn't fold the money. It's all laying flat. Yeah, that's what I've got. Business cards, you can put a passport in there. Love this thing. I love it. It slips into the coat pocket. If you're wearing a blazer or a suit coat, slips into that inside pocket really nicely. But when I go out, I don't take that because it doesn't fit in the back pocket of my shorts or my jeans or whatever. If I don't have a suit coat on, a blazer, I have a hard time carrying this thing. So what I will often do is just take my driver's license, a credit card, and a backup credit card, and maybe a few dollars in cash. So I've got an ID and some form of payment or other. That's what I usually bring, and I will likely now bring the coin and a backup credit card and cash and ID. We'll see how that goes. I'll let you know. It's going to be an experiment. I don't think it'll be here in time for Dragon Con. It would have to arrive tomorrow. I got a tracking number yesterday, but USPS tracking numbers just don't get you anywhere other than, hey, we printed a label on Saturday. It has shown no signs of progress. It's not like a UPS tracking number where every piece of mail or package gets scanned at every stop. It's apparently first class, so I would think it would have some statistics about it, but when I checked today, it had no further information than it did yesterday. So, we'll see. If it gets here, it gets here. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It'll be here when I get home. That kind of thing is cool with me. Okay, today's review is... well, what did I say? Daredevil on Netflix. Good show. If you haven't seen it, it came out, I believe, in April. All episodes were released at the same time, which is kind of a kooky way of doing things, but I mentioned that before. The pros and cons of doing it that way. The show is dark. It's a very mature audience show. You don't show this to your five-year-old kids. And there was some discussion after the show came out. If you haven't seen this, very good writing, very good acting. I did not see the Daredevil movie or original incarnation of what this attempted to be, so there were a lot of skeptics going, oh man, let's see if they can do any better than the last time. I had none of that bias, none of that experience behind me. So I thoroughly enjoyed it. I think Craig ripped through it on a weekend. It took me about 2.5 weeks to get through all the episodes. So in the meantime, you can't talk to each other about it. Oh, I'm on episode 4. Oh, I'm done. Okay, don't tell me what's coming up. Oh, you're going to like it. Stick with it. It is very dark, and there was some discussion when it first came out about do shows need to be going in that dark place to become popular? Honestly, if a show is well written and has good acting and well directed, it should be able to work on its own merits. It doesn't have to be, Batman or Daredevil in this case. And I know that seems to be a trend, but I wouldn't put that on that 100%. Okay, that's it for today. One more day of work. Tomorrow I am going to a cover band of, I think it's Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin, with Jack Mangan and some friends of his. So I hope to get a show out when I get home. I will officially be on vacation at that point, and I look forward to talking to you. Plans are all done for the live show at Dragon Con. Clinton and Craig and I had a good final wrap-up call. There are a few tasks left to do, but I think we've got everything all done. We're in sync on where we need to be, when we need to be, what we're going to do, who's going to say what, and it'll probably all, like I said, all go to crap when we get started. So it has been fun doing the Dog Days of Podcasting. We are starting to wind down, and I know that the feed does not stay up, the master feed does not stay up for all year round. Whether or not Craig is going to do his in September, don't know. FYI, Mark, Craig is fine. He's very busy. He probably isn't even listening to your harassment or mine at this point. Come on, Craig, get off your butt. But he does know that he has been delinquent, and I can harass him in real life, even at work. I can send him a harassing email at work. But he's fine. The reason I mentioned the feed, the Super Master Feed, will not be up all year is because check the Dog Days of Podcasting group on Facebook, and you will see everybody starting to contribute to their regular feeds, whether or not they want to do their regular show, the Dog Days of Podcasting feed, if they're going to be putting things in there, how to stay in touch with these podcasters. If you like this and you want to keep going, fine. I put out 3 times as many freestyles in this 30-day challenge than I do the whole rest of the year. You might be lucky to get 10 more freestyles out of me between now and the next Dog Days. But Craig and I are regularly doing Technorama. So I put in both feeds. If you want to listen to something a little longer format, a little more entertaining, hopefully, a little more newsworthy, a little more offbeat, it's a lot of fun. Hope you enjoy that show as well. It's a bunch of geek fun. Nerd fun is what I'd like to make a custom hashtag or something about that and capitalize on that, but we'll see what goes on. Okay, now I'm done.
There's that music again. That means that's all for this time, so let me tell you how to get in touch with me if you're so inclined. My podcasts are at chuckchat.com, where they've been since 2004. More general information about me is at Chuck Tomasi. I assume you can spell Chuck, right? But Tomasi is T-O-M-A-S-I, and there you'll find links to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, books, career notes, and all that stuff. Some shows are recorded in a binary studio in sunny Phoenix, Arizona, and the rest are recorded on my phone using Boss Jock. I'm sure you can tell the difference just by listening. This show is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting, a challenge for podcasters to make a podcast a day for 30 days, about this time each year, August. Thanks to my friend and co-worker Craig Stepp for coming up with the idea in 2012. For more information about the Dog Days of Podcasting, head over to dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Thank you for listening, and I give you a binary high five. 101.